Greg, it looks like the Middle East is really starting to blow up. I mean, now we've got countries like Libya, and we've got Bahrain. They're getting tough. They're attacking their own citizens.
They are, and I'll tell you why, because this is a giant change. I equate this to something akin to the fall of the Berlin Wall. Now, the wall that's falling is the U.S. petrodollar wall that has been there for years. A lot of friends in the Middle East, the United States has, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain. That's the home of the Fifth Fleet of the U.S. Navy.
That's right.
That's particularly disturbing for the United States. And you haven't heard Barack Obama say, well, we're all for those people in Bahrain, which is really a Sunni Shia conflict. That in and of itself, it's the Shia, which is akin to the people who are in Iran, are 70% of the population. The Sunnis, which is the most of the population of the Middle East, are in control, about 30% of the population. But still, all those problems in the Middle East are boiling down to a lot of youth unemployment, dictators that have been in control, too much money at the top of the power structure, and, of course, inflation.
Inflation? Explain.
Inflation, explain. Let's rewind back to the meltdown of 2008. And you had the Federal Reserve pumping money like crazy into the banks, bailing out AIG, letting Lehman go under, and bailing out other people, and marrying and financing the marriage between Bank of America and which was insolvent, technically speaking, and Merrill Lynch at the time. Well, we found out the Federal Reserve would admit to $3.3 trillion that it was just given away, bought up bad assets. Ron Paul says it's $4 trillion. We're never going to see that back. And then because Bernie Sanders, the independent senator from the Northeast, Vermont, I believe it is, put a little provision in the Dodd-Frank bill that said, hey, you have to come clean with all you did, all your off accounting, off record purchases and loans and things you did, off balance sheets, what they call it. Then lo and behold, we went from $3.3 trillion to $12 trillion loaned, given away, pumped out to support everything from Toyota to foreign big banks to big American banks, Harley-Davidson, General Electric, everybody got money. Now, the Federal Reserve says, of course, that most of that was paid back. And what flashes through my mind is, define most, $7 trillion, $8 trillion, how much has been paid back?
How many trillions haven't?
Yes. And then, Europe had their own problem, and they were pumping out money, too. Well, Milton Friedman, Nobel Prize winner in the mid-70s, came out and won a Nobel Prize for basically defining that inflation was always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon.
Well, what's this got to do, though, with the fighting in the Middle East?
There we go. So the world, you hear that the dollar, the world's reserve currency, is a U.S. dollar. Oil is traded in dollars. Food is traded in dollars. And when you have a lot of something, we are exporting inflation.